an infinite scroll, by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, before Vyasadeva's writing, the Vedic literature was simply heard, and the disciples would learn the mantras quickly by hearing and not by reading. Later on, Vyasadeva thought it wise to write down the Vedas, because in this age people are short-memoried and unable to remember all the instructions given by the spiritual master. Therefore, he left all the Vedic knowledge in book form, such as the Puranas, Vedanta, Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam.
The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 5.
The problem I'm about to describe likely applies for every generation, but with the rapid advancements in technology, we have issues today that we previously never considered. The question might arise someday in the future, as more people become accustomed to realities of the modern day. I'll explain something from my childhood, to start off. When I was young, I often wondered how people in the past lived without television. It was a large portion of my time at home. It was the focal point for taking care of responsibilities. I would finish my schoolwork on time just so that I could get rewarded with television viewing. I remember feeling sorry for people of the past. I thought that their lives must have been so empty. They must have been bored from morning until night. From where did they find engagement? How were they entertained? Fast forward to today and there is a new experience. Not only do we have the internet, but there is the ability to access it from practically anywhere. Just whip out the smartphone device and start looking. Not sure exactly what information to consume. No problem. There is plenty of material. Just how much material? Many of the news websites have introduced something called infinite scrolling. As you go from one story to another, the page simply spawns additional content. There is so much stored on the server that you never reach the bottom of the page. Scrolling spawns additional information. Someone growing up today might wonder how people of the past lived without such facility. How did they gather information in ancient times? Will we get the same after we die? Does heaven include the ability to access information without impediment? How did people survive during the times described in Vedic literature, for instance?
With respect to the Vedas, instead of infinite scrolling, there is more like an infinite scroll. The Vedas are nothing more than glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since those glories are without end, the lead glorifier is known as Ananta. Infinite scrolling visually removes an end to information. The Supreme Lord is also without a beginning, Anadi. This means that the glorification is available at any point in time. If we choose a date from thousands of years in the past, information was available. We learn that previously there was no need for written literature. The same information was held in sound alone. Sanskrit shlokas held within memory. We can think of it like the difference between a physical hard drive and RAM in terms of computer operations. The written word is like the disk, on which data persists for longer periods of time. RAM is available temporarily, for quicker access to the different applications on the device. Memorized sound is like the data put into RAM. Imagine if you had the entire Bhagavad Gita memorized. Imagine if you could go from beginning to end with the Mahabharata, which would require significant physical storage if placed on a hard drive. Imagine if you knew the many Puranas by heart. That was the facility available to saints like Vyasadeva. He had something like an infinite scroll available to him, which means that there is no need for external devices. This is one of the many benefits of practicing genuine yoga. At its core, the practice is connecting the individual consciousness with the divine consciousness. It is like tapping into a different realm. The connection is so significant that it can eliminate reliance on artificial means for enjoyment and fulfillment. Imagine being able to find peace and tranquility in any situation. Whether you have books or not. Whether you are living in a holy place or some distant land. whether you are traveling here and there or staying at home. In closing, like having an infinite scroll with information to unroll, here and there found, not relying on device or sound. Vyasadeva keeping all in mind, so that Vasudeva anytime to find facility when following yoga real, Supreme Lord's shelter to feel.